yesterday about Tufa. Malach al Tufa. Shin Mem, Sif Yudalit. This is the main halacha there. Shin Mem, Sif Yudalit. So we said over a few chiddushim, first of all, in Hilchos Tufa. And that is, we said it's a chiddush to join materials together. Any way a person brings materials together, sews them together to make them to one beged, that is a problem. You can do it by gluing, sewing, stapling, sticking together, make it wet and stick it together. Any way that this happens is the malacha of Tofa. So we said over here for the Mishnah Berurah, I found it, I'll show here, Sukkot Kav Zayin. Mishnah Berurah says, Sukkot Kav Zayin, oh, it's a king, someone who pulls the threads together is Chayav Mishum Tofa. So we said already yesterday, let me just show you here, we said yesterday, I guess it's the issue actually. So we said, when we make the, when you do the thing, so we said that Lachayav, to go through once, this is an interesting point actually, so I saw this a bit today, to go through just once, let's say you want to stick this piece onto here. So you take the thread and you go through once. Ah, I've lost my knot. I've lost my knot, you see.
When is the knot not a knot?
Right. So one is, let's just do that again. So you want to put this piece through here. So you go through once. The chayr, that is no issue at all. Even though the Oruch HaShav, the Oruch HaShav, this is the kasha actually, the Oruch HaShav, why is it not Osmi Rabbon? It looks like it's mutter. In this case, just going through once on Shabbos looks like it's not a problem.
It'll come away,
yeah. We'll have this way, he says, Lamai, it's got no kiyum at all, it won't hold, never goes back. Then Mishnah Berurah says, but if you go back again, you come back on the same size you went through, this also is very shvach, unless, says the Mishnah Berurah, unless you make a knot, says the Mishnah Berurah, is potter. If you don't make a knot at the end, it's potter. Yeah, it's potter, also it's lemaisa, you shouldn't do it. But lemaisa is not chayim in atur, yeah, because you have not made, if you don't make a knot over here, the thing's going to come apart, right? But he says if you go through it three times, you go through another time, that lasts much better, and that will hold it, that is lemaisa already a kesha. That is already not kesha, that is already tofa. In Yidru Sholish three is the moschon, you pull it, you make three sewings, and then you tie it, chayiv apolo kesha. Then you're going to be chayiv even without a knot. That's what he said. Yeah, that's what we said yesterday, and that is the issa of, what do you call it? And we said, who are din the moshon, if a button starts coming undone, and for example, one tightens the thread to make it tighter, that's the same thing. You made it tight, that could also be a topa. If it's going to become loose again after a while, so you've done the issa drop on. But if it stays tight, you wrap it around, you make it tight, then the you've done the issa of a topa minato, it could be. Yeah. Then we spoke about, also very interesting, we said, what's the chilek between kosher and tofa? We spoke about yesterday. So we said that kosher, the few trotim, kosher is pastures, you've got two different materials, you just join them together. It's still two different materials. Now, saying a tofa is you're mixing the materials together. Or, a moshe said another story is that kosher is you're taking string and threads. Now, saying by, what do you call it, by tofa, you're taking material and putting it together. That's the chilek between kosher and tofa. Okay, let's come on to today's, very interesting today, safety pins. So this is an also interesting thing. Rain again is actually. Got one here, this one. So this is a safety pin that the apostle was speaking about, Lechaira, this over here. So Lechaira, let's talk about this over here. Let's say to go through, let's take a safety pin and let's say go through once over here and then fasten it. It's secure, but you've only been through it once. So this also is interesting. The chayre, it's not going to last as it is. It's going to move around. So yeah, one has to know about this. My son did write something about it. It's very interesting over here. What do you say, Rabbi? Is that that could be chayre a bit worse? Yeah, because that is a bit secure. Let me just see what I can find for you here.
Yeah?
It could be, but the Maisa, now it's held in position. Now you've held two pieces of material together. Yeah, it's an ancient thing. I wrote this down, I can't find it here. Let's just see. I can't see this on the road. Now, obviously, as we go through, I can't remember, I did write this down somewhere. It's a very interesting point. The Chayra, it's not so simple to go through one. Maybe the Erika Shabbos piece out. Yeah, the Chayra is right. The Chayra is really good. Yeah, the Chayra is right like that. The Chayra is nothing, you're saying. The Maisi doesn't hold. Yeah, I think you're right. I think the Erika Shabbos, like I said, this. It's not much less than temporary thing. I don't know. You mean it'll hold better?
So it's temporary.
Yeah, that's a big shame. That, I must say, is a little point, actually. Temporary is Teufel got ahead of temporary. That means we spoke about kosher, for example. So we said that less than one day is called temporary. And the Maestro is no issue now if you just make a normal kasher. In Teufel is a big shame that many posts can take on, and Teufel haven't got this hetzer. And even temporary stone is problematic. I'm not saying everyone holds like this, but it's a very big swath to say that by Teufel, even a very short term Teufel, less than 24 hours, could be problematic. So that had to one apply. Let me just see if we can find it in, what do you call it? There's Erech HaShavas. Perek Yud Aleph. Maybe he's right here. Yeah, he wants to make it with one tefillah, actually. With one stitching like this. He asks it as a kasha, actually. That why when you do a safety pin through once, just once through, is it not a problem? So he says it's not going to hold because it's going to move around. It's got no kiyum to it, and therefore it's not called tefillah. The materials just don't stick together. So look, yeah?
It's not going to fall off.
It's not going to fall off, but it's not considered blended as one. You haven't made it into one. It's going to move around. It's going to separate. That's not all one. So each time is once going through a safety pin, is right. So the moshe, if someone's button falls off the moshe, someone's shirt, and he wants to put a safety pin right through, I mean, you've got to be careful, obviously, it doesn't hurt himself, but the moshe, this one put a safety pin right through, that is not a problem at all. That's not a shag that we're going to talk about, yeah? To go once, just once through, is not a problem. So the moshe, I don't know, let's say someone's cuffing or someone's come off, and he wants to put a safety pin right through the material, just right through,
what's
once, going in through one side, I don't want to trap myself, going once through one side, straight through to the other side, and then fastens it, there's no problem at all.
Twice.
Oh, now, the shayla is, what about twice with a safety pin? Now, this is very interesting, I want to read you out a Kol B'nei Sanhedrin over here. This shayla was many, many years ago, the Kol B'nei Sanhedrin was quite a long time ago, I read out a Lashon of the Kol B'nei Sanhedrin. I'm the Kol B'nei Sanhedrin, Klal Gol, Simon Zion, Ois Nun, Zer L'Shoimri. I'm Shabbos Ein Dalan Reis, Hatoifa based Tefila, someone who makes two stitches is Chayev. I have a whole Oikaima, it's not going to hold. On that thing, I'll say, if you make a knot at the end of it, it'll hold. Mashma, the Inkas Kushas, also have an Avmanocha, have a pot of an Osir, but Snicha, to do it is Snicha also to do. Lochach, says the Korban Sanon, Tamo Ani, I wonder, Me'ein Noeg in the Oilam, where do the people get this minik, Shetoichuk im Machat, they do with a needle, Shekushin Stackendel. So it looks like it's a bit in a malbush, and they go through their clothes with this, or have a base to keep it. They go through it twice. The Chayna Noshim Prague, they ought to do it. Or have a base to keep it. It's considered like two going through.
It's not like it's a straight needle.
Oh, well, it's true. That's true. You're quite right. That's a straight needle, but it's a chilik. That's known as a chilik, quite right, very good, yeah. That's a straightened way of going through pashas. But the Maisa, many possible shells through this case over here, where you go through twice with a safety pin, that means you go through it twice to hold it into position, that could be a serious problem, according to the common sound of sewing, which Lechoyle's Svara is very, very logical. Why is that different to a thread? So to use a safety pin and go through twice, which very often that's how a person does it, yeah, he doesn't go through just once, he goes through twice, yeah, for him, anything it is, we'll come to that message, anything in that way, Lechoyle is Lechoyle questionable, that should be a problem of sewing. On this, there was a big machloikas. I must start telling you, we haven't been into this one in depth, it's very interesting. To close the jacket with a button is mutter. There's no shad about that. Why is it? Because everyone understands that's not meant to be a sewing, you're not meant to blend it together. The question is, how do you look at a safety pin? So some possible, the Korban Sanhedrin and others, actually many of them, many of them took on that Korban Sanhedrin, that is called an act of sewing. You're blending the thing together, you're making it into one. Others, they disagreed. Rav Moshe and others poskim take on that it's not called blending together. It's like a button action, and therefore one is allowed to do it on Shabbos. It's a big question. This is a big question. The Meister, the Hachra, pashtas like this is to come out of this. We've come to what Shmuel said before. You must realize when you sow, and you sow for less than 7 days, there is an opinion which holds that by Tfira, if it's Angel Kayoma, it's not a problem. We don't really take on like that. But there is an opinion which holds up to 7 days, like by Kodesh, up to 7 days is not a problem. Who I didn't know. Up to 1 day, certainly, so it's Angel Kayoma. We don't really take that on. And some go even further and say, like Kodesh, 7 days is okay. Who are they with this? So there is a svara to say that there's a heter of Einishal Kayoma. There is a svara to say that. We don't take on the Chachila. But when you've got this extra svara of a needle, which anyway some poskim take on, is not called sewing, those two svaras together, people allow one to use on Shabbos. Therefore, let's say someone's trousers, which happened to me, someone's trousers are too loose. So he wants to put a pin in the motion to tighten it, to make it that it's tighter. So he puts it in twice to go through, that's how it holds properly. According to that, a person can undo it, or if he's going to undo it after Shabbos, that would be what he's to do. Because we're relying on the syrup over here, that first of all, safety pin is a big question. Some say it's allowed, some say it's not allowed. Up to 7 days is also a svara that it could be tvisha and shakayama. It's not a proper binding. So those two svaros together, in the case of where one needs it, the Meister won't be allowed to do this l'chayra. Yeah, it's a good svaro to do this. Safety pins, l'chayra have got, used to be, the Moslem, in the olden days, people used to have nappies, for example. They didn't have these pampers, or whatever they were, the disposable nappies. They used to use cloth. So how did they used to seal up this cloth? They used to put a state of it in and out. The Meister used to go in and out. You can't just put it just straight through. If you just close it up just once right through, it'll fall, the whole thing will fall apart. So maybe they went in to keep a proper tefillah. It was a proper thing that went in. But you've got this four over here. It's a safety pin. It's meant to be undone, hopefully, within even less than a day, hopefully. You're not going to leave on for more than a day. So you've got that four there. What? Oh, I'll come to Charles in a minute. Yeah. So the Meister, when you've got this svara of something which is derech to leave for a day, or you can't do it within 7 days, plus the fact that it is a, what do you call it, it is maybe a buttonhole operation, it's like a button, the safety pin, so that one, many positive ones can make. I must tell you, the Mishnah Berurah actually is machmir here. Mishnah Berurah brings a korban asanah, and he's machmir. So Rav Moshe says the korban asanah was only talking about when you leave there for a long time. The korban asanah is only talking about when you left it there for a long time. If you're going to leave there for a short time, then there's no problem. So it doesn't have to be the Mishnah Berurah's argument. Mishnah Berurah, the Shemem brings over here, he says over here, he says in the Mamish's case, they put like a needle in and they make two tekivas. It goes in and out. Lav shapir of it. He quotes the korban asanah. He quotes the korban asanah, Mishnah Berurah. So the Mishnah Berurah obviously took on that korban asanah. He was worried about this korban asanah. Say, Rav Moshe says a chiddush that this korban asanah is traumatic. You want to leave it there for a bit of time. But the Meister, the minig oilam zicha like this, the minig oilam zicha was, I'm saying, with the nappies and things like that, zicha was the minig like this, to use a safety pin for a short time on Shabbos.
Well, brooch on, is that something that different, or is that something?
Brooch coming in partially, that's comes out of that's a different thing, yeah, that's a different thing. That's, yeah, it's not holding it. That's coming more quickly, passes.
Because you're not going to be just putting
it. Yeah, it goes in the beggar itself, it's in the actual beggar itself.
It's not two together.
Yeah.
It's not material.
No, you still don't
one is
the measure, one is the measure.
Put
together. No, what do you mean? Every time you're sticking them off someone to make the strike.
What does it say? We're in and out.
You bring it nearer. You bring the material nearer. If you make it tight, you bring the material closer.
Not between metal and material.
If I put a safety pin in here, I want to stick it and bring my...
Two times together. That's what
I'm Yeah, so l'chayra, that is an interesting svara, that should be mutter. So l'chayra, now what comes out now, l'chayra, let's say someone's trousers tore, it's a hem tore. So you want to put a safety pin in the bottom of your trousers, the pull-up. It's kind of hanging down, the thread is coming down. So to pull the thread to tighten it, that's the chayra that horses do. Yeah, I don't know how long it's last for, but that's the thing I'm not allowed to do. What about to put a safety pin in that area?
It's not
permanent. So, what we're doing now is we're coming to what we're saying now. It should be mutter really, because we're not. We're a person. It's not leaving it there permanently. He's got to swallow that safety pin. And all it is really that it's like a button. You can take on like a button together with a swallow. It's less than 7 days. That's mutter. However, it's not so possible because Chazal made two gezeiras when it came to Tofa. Gezeira number one is a case of where Chazal don't allow a temporary Tofa to be done if there's a danger that he might put it in permanently. It means when you put something in and there's a possibility you might leave it there permanently, Chazal don't let you do it. That means you want to take it out after a while. But it's common for people to do this and leave it there permanently. That's gezeira number one. That could be a problem. Now, I'm not sure what the state of it could be. A person might leave for a hem, for example, a long time like that. A very long time. The person's not in a rush to sew a hem. He's got a safety pin in there. It's very common, I think, for a person to leave the safety pin in. I've said that's ways to get around to it. Speak about that. But imagine if a person puts a safety pin in a hem, which is the bottom of something, it's very likely, it's very common that a person would leave it in there. He might have in mind to leave it like that for a long time. So that's a different sort of gazelle when someone's got trousers that are falling down and he wants to tighten them, so he puts a safety pin over here. That a person is going to sort out after Shabbos. That's a temporary thing which is going to be sorted out. Who I did, someone's got a buttonhole, for example, the button's come off the button of the thing, and you. What?
You couldn't leave it there permanently.
No, because people see the safety pin. It looks a bit funny.
Why do you see it?
What do you mean inside? Also, it's uncomfortable as well. It's also risky. I don't think a person would have it like that. That's a different story. No, I don't think a person would do it because it's risky. First of all, it might break or something. It might open up. You might prick yourself. I think a person would dare climb on such a thing like that. Wouldn't leave it like that.
Depends on how far we're talking about. The package of buttons.
Yeah.
I've seen quite a lot of people come in with packages with half the buttons are put on with safety.
Really? Yeah. So they leave it on there for
a
while.
A button with a little metal thing.
It's going on.
Very easy to use a safety pin to hold it.
I understand. That's a temporary thing. Would you leave it there permanently? That could be. If it's a question, a person might leave it there permanently. That's much worse, actually. That's also a problem. Then there's even another side. Even when a person puts a thing on there which he wants to take off, and he's there to take it off, but there's a danger he might leave it there. That's also a problem. So a person used a small safety pin, for example, around the hem. So he might have intended to take it off straight away. It's not there, but nicer. He might now leave it since it's so small. That is also problematic. So one has to avoid this problem. I'll speak about this person next time. How do you avoid this problem? But generally speaking, a safety pin, which we'll say tonight over, a safety pin generally is allowed to be used on the goddim. It's two sforos white smutter. Even though it's a machlokes, the Korban Hasanon seems to say it's osa, but some say that a safety pin is like a button. They hold stun, it's not shayach tofa on the safety pin. That's one shita. Another shita holds that even if it is, we're making a combination really, that even if it is, but less 7 days or 24 hours is not, it's a 3 shita, I can be lenient. So those two sforos together, we put together, and we allow a person to use the safety pin for himself on something which is clearly recognizable, that he's using it, and it's not like he's going to leave it there, we allow you to use that. So that's why on the old nappies, old fashioned nappies, that's why there's no problem whatsoever to use them. Now we're saying there's a new gazero, and wash on a hem, or someone's got a tear in his trousers, which is can't be so visible, it's not so visible. If a person there uses such a sort of pin, where it's the derech even to leave it there, or even if it's not a derech to leave it there, but he might decide to leave it there for a long time, that's a new gezeira. That could be much worse. That could be a problem to leave that on Shabbos, to do that on Shabbos. Okay, I'll see that. How was it?
Very nice.
Right, what's next week?
The next week.